Hello, book lovers. Wonderful to be joining you today. Wonderful to have new Australian writing to share. Today on the show, I'm bringing you Miranda Darling's Thunderhead. Miranda is a writer, a poet, a former model, and the co-founder of Vanishing Pictures. Her latest novel is called Thunderhead, where across a single day, we are thrown into the life of Winona Dalloway. From the moment she wakes, stealing a few precious moments before her time is not her own, to the dinner party that looms over her calendar, the reader follows Winona as she tries simply to be herself. Stepping out into the streets of Sydney, Winona has her lists and her responsibilities, all punctuated by the incessant buzzing of texts and reminders from her husband, lest she stray from the day's purpose. Winona wonders, perhaps suspects, that she is looking at the world differently to everyone else. That might explain how they seem to navigate it so effortlessly, while she only manages to muddle through. The thunderhead of the title looms large over the narrative, threatening to burst, drenching the fragile balance of Winona's life. So Winona Dalloway is a wonderfully original character for the sharpness of her insights and the myriad of voices she offers on the minutiae of her day-to-day. Throughout the novel, the reader is confronted, as is Winona, by the spectre of mental health. Within the novel, it is both the reality of Winona's lived experience of the world and a cudgel used to beat her into some semblance of the everyday. As we travel alongside Winona, it becomes apparent that the way she looks at the world is not the problem so much as the voices that tell her she needs to be other or more than they perceive her to be. Within the world of Thunderhead, Winona is in fact a guiding light, and even as we shift back and forth between her contradictory views of the world, we're certain that her fresh take on the everyday must be more wonderful than simply blindly living it. There's a lyricism to Miranda Darling's rendering of the inner world of Winona. Images float in and out of view as she encounters a world both at its surface and its potential. We're introduced to the Transcendence Project, Winona's search, perhaps her striving, to make an authentic connection with another person. It's peppered throughout her day, a constant source of hope, something that could lift them both out of the humdrum and confirm that there is a point to this existence. As the day passes and Winona moves toward the inevitable, we learn that she's not simply one person struggling with the pressures of her world. Winona is subject to something more sinister, something threatening to strip her of her very essence. But, well, I've said too much. Miranda Darling's Thunderhead is a tremendous evocation of life lived on the edge of a threatened, if perhaps not enacted, violence, a study in control and escape that offers the reader a glimpse into a world of expectation imposed and shattered. I hope you got the impression there that I really loved Miranda Darling's Thunderhead. It's a wonderfully lyrical novel, a wonderfully literary novel. It invites the reader not so much just to experience the events that it portrays, but to listen to the prose, to think about the words, to experience them, roll them round. I don't always get to present this sort of novel, and it's tremendous and wonderful when I do. So I thoroughly recommend Miranda Darling's Thunderhead. And if you would like to discover a little bit more, well, Miranda joined me on Final Draft a few weeks back. Keep an eye out for that conversation popping up in the Final Draft podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, just search for Final Draft, Great Conversations to SER. My name is Andrew Popel, and you can join me every Saturday for a new edition of Final Draft, Conversations with Australian Authors. Thank you, book clubbers, and I cannot wait to talk to you again about the latest and greatest in Australian writing. Till then, happy reading. Bye for now.